Hear him every night on Triple M from 6 p.m. on the Rush Hour, but he's also our NRL insider. Hi, Dobbo.
Yeah, how are we, guys? I don't want to say rugby league's the gift that keeps on giving, but gee whiz, there's not a day goes by where another controversy doesn't rear its head. And yesterday, at the start of the day, I thought we were going to be talking about Brodie Croft and where his future lies at the Brisbane Broncos. By the end of it, we're talking about Katoni Staggs and the situation that's gone on there, which is obviously very sensitive at the moment and one that nobody would like to have happen to them.
Now, why was it released? Why did that girl release it? What was the purpose?
What are the details? Yeah.
Well, obviously, last year, a sensitive video was taken involving Katoni Staggs and a female. This has come through clubland of the NRL. Yesterday around lunchtime, I got sent the video, and what
impressed?
It was. Yeah. Oh, please. No, not really, because I just automatically go to how has this happened against a player's will. He had no knowledge of it, no absolute understanding of why this would have been released. This was done in November last year, and it came from a rival NRL club. So somebody has sent it to a player or that. So in some ways you could say is it revenge? Is it sabotage? What is it about? Now, Katoni Staggs, rightly so, at the present moment, is shell-shocked by it. He's upset. I understand the old added rule, like, please, why would you video this stuff? Yeah. Why do you need your phones? Completely get it. But I also think that when you have no knowledge and you don't give any permission of this to be released and it goes like that, like, you have every right to be completely and utterly shattered by this. This is a young man, stupid mistake. We all know that, but fair dinkum, this has caused all sorts of grief. The NRL are now involved. The Integrity Unit are involved. Katoni Staggs last night, very upset. I spoke to Anthony Seibold yesterday about it. He's clearly now worried about the welfare of his player. And it comes off the back of them needing to win against South Sydney on Friday night up against. It's just not what they needed.
Do we know which NRL club, Dobbo, it's been leaked through?
No. It came through through many channels. Mm. Okay. Yeah,
so it's not damning in any way. He hasn't done anything wrong. It was consensual between two adults. So I don't understand what the point of releasing it was. Is she after money? Is it to, discredit his reputation? I'm not quite sure what the end goal is in this because he's done nothing wrong.
Well, exactly, except taking a phone with him while he's involved in an act with a female, which isn't illegal either, but it doesn't look good for a club and a brand and sponsors and stuff like that. And I spoke to a couple of sponsors yesterday from who are sponsoring the club, and they are like, look, we're supporting Katoni 100%, but this is not what we want from our playing group. And the NRL have tried to also say this. Remember there was a Dylan Napa video. He did actually nothing wrong, got released. He was actually suspended for a couple of weeks over this because he brought the game into disrepute. Now, whether or not you're involved in it, these are conscious decisions as a footballer. You need to be aware that there are ramifications if this comes out, and that's the issue that's going to be talked about today. At the moment, the club, 100%, he'll be playing on Friday night, but the Integrity Unit are looking into it, and they might make a decision that could be different to that.
Dobbo, obviously, has done nothing wrong. We feel terrible for the bloke, but do you reckon the NRL's had it for a while, and they see the AFL, like the AFL are getting in the news a bit more by stuffing up, and they go, hold on, we're the best at this. Have a bit of a video.
Yeah, well, potentially, yes.
I mean, we saw what it did for Kim Kardashian's career. I'm still waiting for mine to come out.
So,
no. It's there, don't worry.
Corey, blocking Corey's number.
As long as you have a Kia in the background, the Broncos sponsors will be happy.
A yellow one?
Dobbo, host of the Rush Hour, 6 p.m. right here on Triple M. Thank you for joining the show and sharing those details with us.
See you guys. Bye.